Hey everybody, this is Captain Katz. We're here back again at DreamHack 2023, and I am here with
Christopher Plummer with Colonup Productions.
All right, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Yourself?
All right then. So, how's your DreamHack so far?
It's been pretty good. I've been going around. I checked out a lot of the cool stuff. There's an AM/PM arcade that's really cool. There's a whole huge Magic the Gathering thing on the second floor. It's been a really amazing experience right now, yeah.
Is this your first DreamHack event you ever been to?
Yeah, this is the first DreamHack. Well, it's not the first DreamHack I've been to, but it's the first one that we're exhibiting at as Colonup Productions, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations on that.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So, you guys have a booth and everything right here. So, what are you guys are here for? Like, what are you guys are, like, showing off here?
So, today we're showing off the first prints of our comics. Like, normally, we're a digital company. We've been doing comics for about a decade. But we've realized that a lot of people, like, they love the digital stuff, but there's nothing that really beats having, like, a physical comic in your hand.
No, I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah. So we want to also, like, bring those out, like, all of those digital comics out onto the physical plane and let everybody read the stories that need to be told.
No, exactly. I totally 100% agree with you on that. You know, as a person that covers also comics and stuff like that, like, a lot of the times I don't mind reading in, like, digital comics, but it doesn't beat having it in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, that's why, like, all of our comics today, we're having them on a pretty big discount, because we just want to make sure that people get to see these comics out in the physical world, because some people don't even, like, look at digital comics. They're just like, oh, it's not a physical thing, whatever.
No, yeah, especially too, like, with what happened with Comicology right now, it's basically dead, you know, and this is like a lot of people are like left out of the water, like, you know, what are they gonna do next? So, you guys kind of like know what you're doing,
yeah, because like the thing is, like, you gotta diversify a lot of it when it comes to like comic and stuff. You gotta make sure that you're like, as long as you have to have a digital footprint, because this is like 2023, you know, it's like that's the future, but also like. You gotta be in the physical world, you know? Like, you gotta have pages, actual, like, pages that you can, like, go and flip through for the world, you know?
Right. Thing. So, what are some of the comics that you guys got here today?
So, today we have five titles. Mm-hmm. So, we have three issues of our flagship Red Origins, which is about three kids that are magically transported to Africa from California.
All right.
Due to the powers of a magical Nigerian chieftain hat.
Right.
We also have Kisi the Electron Girl, which is about a super smart 7-year-old who combines with a futuristic microchip that allows her to talk to technology and make robots, fused into like an Iron Man-like super suit, and she goes around trying to stop our super villain, Oni the Tech Lord, who is dumping a lot of e-waste in Ghana.
All right.
And then our other ones have a couple of sci-fi series, Seven Galaxies, which is on the far future, about two twins that are separated and then reunite on opposite sides of the law, as one of them ends up being like a galactic police officer and the other one is a space pirate, and like how they interact that way.
Right.
And then last but not least, I'm just waiting for them.
Yeah. No, sorry about that, folks. Sorry about the peanut gallery over there, but yeah.
it's very loud. But last but not least, we have Neptune's Blues, which is a series about a blues band in the future where music powers everything. So, like, spaceships, engines, all things like that. And they find out that blues is being banned by the rest of the galaxy for how difficult it is to use for energy, and what they're going to do with the rest of their time, if they're going to continue playing blues and just ignoring that band, or if they're going to find a new style.
Right. Sounds very interesting, very unique, very, very one of a kind, especially too with a lot of the mainstream comics right now, just kind of horrible, I'll say right now, because like DC doesn't know what they're doing. They're just throwing stuff to the wall and seeing what sticks.
Yeah.
Marvel's just being Marvel, and you know, we know how that's going.
Yeah, absolutely. But what do you mean? You don't like the Batman Who Laughs showing up in every single comic that doesn't have anything to do with them?
Exactly. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, you know, I love Batman, but come on.
He's a cool character, but he doesn't need to be, like, in everything. Like, you don't need to see him in, like, a Beast Boy comic, you know?
Exactly. You know, or, like, I don't know, they do, like, a kid's comic, and all of a sudden, boom, he's right there. It's like,
yeah.
You're like, come on, seriously?
Yeah, it's a little much. But, like, right now, like, we're trying to avoid a lot of the superhero trope because, even within indies, it's becoming, like, a little bit of a problem where there's too many just, like, superheroes with the same sort of, like power structure. Yeah, like, super strength, super speed. Like the Superman likes, the Static Shock likes. We'll make sure that... even when we do a superhero sort of series, that is a very different situation.
Yeah, very unique, very one of a kind, very original.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, right now, digitally, we have a series called Red Hunter, which is about a legendary leader, Tohazi, the Red Hunter, who is an actual, like an actual being, like a historical figure. And in our story, he's been sleeping underground for hundreds of years. But after his family, his ancestors,
right,
are being abused by futuristic like water barons, he ends up resurrecting, and he comes into like the futuristic world, and almost like a fish out of water, trying to figure out what's going on, as well as pretty much fight the injustices that are going on in that third time.
Oh, okay. So kind of like a man out of time doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know, he sticks to what he knows.
Yeah, but he knows when somebody's being unrightfully like wronged, and he knows that he can fix that.
Right, yeah. See, that's good. That's interesting. That's something I would want to read, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know?
And right now that's all on Webtoons. We are going to have physicals of that coming May. So keep your eyes out of that, guys. Yeah.
All right. So after DreamHack, where are you guys are going to go? Are you guys going to go to any other comic convention or any other type of convention like this down the road? Yeah.
So we have two conventions coming up. We have AfriCon that's going on in Los Angeles later on in May.
Uh-huh.
And then also we're going to be at Comic-Con Revolutions and Ontario, California, at the convention center over there.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
So, if anybody is anybody interested in finding your stories, your products, and stuff like that, where they can look for you online?
All right. So, our digital comics are out on Webtoons. If you look under Coconut Productions, you'll find all of our comics, not only the ones that we mentioned today, but also 25 other series that we have out there. Also, you can find us on Instagram at @coconut_prod. As well as Facebook under Coconut Productions or under Red Origins. We have two Facebook groups over there.
Right.
And then we also have Coconut Productions on Twitter.
Multiple
places you can find us.
All right, then. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful time and great talking to you.
Yeah. Thank you. You too. Have a great con. Have a great con, guys.
Yeah, you too. All right, then. We'll be right back with more interviews, folks. Just hang in tight. All right. Hey, everybody, this is Captain Katz. We're here live at DreamHack 2023 here in San Diego, and I'm here talking with...
Obichuku of Southern California, co-founder and creator of Kona Productions. You heard?
All right, nice to meet you, my brother. So, how's everything here in DreamHack? How's you guys doing here?
It's good. You know, it's great. The energy's live. Games from everywhere, from FPS, FGC, arcade, everything. Mobile gaming, it's like one of the... gaming nerd heaven. We have TCG upstairs. We have comics down here with me. We're the only comic book company in the entire floor, in the entire show. So we're showing out. We're showing the culture, representing. It's amazing.
All right, that's good. So what made you guys decide? Well, what made you to do this production?
Well, you know what? I mean, we've been doing this for 10 years.
Right.
We've been doing this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we were young, like, one of my favorite pastimes, we watch anime together. Whenever I'm having a bad day, I get some cereal and watch anime with my brothers.
Right.
And then we were watching a lot of anime, and I was doing... And then when we were growing up, I went to college, and I'm out overseas. I'm in China. And my brother, who's in the Bay Area, is talking about how... Because he's close to the animation companies.
Right,
he's talking about... It was around that time in 2012, 2011, mm-hmm. where Disney and all of them were doing reruns. They were running out of content. And he said, we can come up with new content. He told me Africa's the new frontier for storytelling. This is pre-Black Panther. He told me that in 2012. And I'm like, the frontier of storytelling is in Africa? I thought it was really cool. We came together, started creating this stuff. And, you know, we love Dragon Ball Z. We love all this content. But oftentimes, they don't show our culture, you know?
Exactly.
You know, you look at Attack on Titan. That's Germanic culture, right? Eren Jaeger, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
All that stuff, you know? And so Japanese does like the Western European culture, but we get ignored. You look at the tournament Ragnarok on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Indian gods.
Right.
Norse gods.
Right.
Greek gods. You name it. No African gods.
Right.
And so we just get tired of, you know, being skipped over. So we're like, we're going to create our own lane. We're going to show the world that this culture exists. Afro-Latino culture, African culture, Caribbean culture. They can be manga. They can be anime too.
Yeah, much love and respect right there. Because like, you know, like in Central America, South America, and like in Mexico too, you know, like they pass by us.
Yep.
You know, they don't talk about us. It's like whenever we talk about like, oh yeah, we have our own independent comics as well. It's like, you know, we got like El Santo and like Caliman, and they'll be like, who, what?
Yep.
You know, and then they'll be like, you know, we never heard of them.
Yep.
Like, you're making this up. You know, so that kind of, it vexes me, man, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we want to pursue this professionally. We're positioning ourselves. We're the world's largest black comic universe. We have 100 titles planned, 27 are online, and 7 are physical comics that you can buy right now. We're really aggressive. We're really gunning for the Marvels of the world, the DCs of the world, the Disneys of the world. People right now, I'm telling you, on this floor, here, with all this, the nexus of nerd community, you know what they tell me? They said, I'm ready for a new universe. And we are this. So we are that multi-universe that people want to see. People are done with the Marvels in DC. They want to see something different.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? Like, especially too now where, like, a lot of the mainstream stuff, like, for example, like Marvel and DC, it's like they're retelling the stuff over and over again, or they invent a new character and then, like, bam, he's all over the place. And you're like, 2 months later, they're like, I'm sick and tired of this guy. You know?
Exactly. So, no, we're excited. I mean, we learn a lot from the different industries. Like, I'm inspired by Naruto. I studied Makashi Kishimoto.
Yeah.
I studied Studio Ghibli, Hayao Miyazaki. I studied them because you got to learn from the greats. So, even though we're not represented as people of color, we're not represented by these greats, I do study them for their great work. So, I won't knock them for that. I won't knock the Marvel Universe for creating amazing stories. Mm-hmm. But we do demand to be more than represented. We demand culture telling, not storytelling. We demand culture telling. We tell our culture and make people want to come to our lands. Instead of us consuming anime and wanting to go to Japan, why not consume like African-Mexican culture and then go to the African-Mexican part of Mexico? Like, why not go somewhere to Ghana? Why not go somewhere to Nigeria, Benin, Kenya? You name it. That's fun. So that's what I'm all about.
Yeah, exactly. You know, much love and respect. Much love and respect. I got to give you that, my man.
Thank you.
Yeah. So where can people follow you guys?
You can follow us at ColaNutProd on Instagram. So ColaNut_PROD. And if you type in Google ColaNut Productions, you'll see us. You can follow us on Twitter. It's same thing. ColaNut_PROD. If you want to really know where everything is and follow us heavy, you go to Webtoon, WEBTOON.com. Go to Webtoon, download Webtoons, search ColaNut, ColaNut. Click Canvas, and you'll see 27 of our stories online. You click that, you click ColaNut Productions, and follow us. You'll find all our stories there. You can read it for free anywhere around the world.
Yeah, see, you hear that first here, ladies and gents. You hear that first. You want to read something new? You want to expand your comic book library? Or you just want something completely no one's never heard about? Here's what you need to go. Here's what you need to go.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Shout out to everyone out here. Shout out to you. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the interviews and influencers coming out and supporting indie projects, indie creators like ourselves and indie businesses.
Yeah. So besides that, you know, besides the production stuff like that, what are you guys going to do next? You guys got any other events you're going to be coming out, going to go promote?
Yep. We're going to be at Comic-Con Revolution in Ontario, California. Comic-Con Revolution in Ontario is in my hometown. I'm from Ontario, California.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be in AfriCon LA in Los Angeles. It's African music, Afrobeats music. And we're planning to go to LA Comic-Con in December in Los Angeles. You're going to see us there. We're going to be anywhere. Like, anywhere there's a convention in the Southern California area, you're going to find us there. So look us up. Hit us up. If you're like, hey, are you going to be at this convention? Ping us and we'll go.
All right. You heard that, folks. So if anybody out there that's running a convention sometime this year and you got some space you want to give up to, give it up to these guys. You will not be disappointed. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, too.
All right. We'll be right back with more interviews, folks. So just hanging tight.